Turn around when possible.
I'm standing on the steps of the Senedd in Cardiff Bay, a building that in 1997, Conservatives in Wales argued shouldn't be built. They campaigned against Welsh devolution, arguing that it would be the start of a slippery slope towards Welsh independence and the breakup of the United Kingdom. That campaign was led by Nick Bourne. 13 years on, he is now the leader of the party in the Assembly, and will next year vote, along with most of his Tory colleagues, to make it easier for Wales to make its own laws. I want to know why Mr. Bourne and his party have changed their minds, so I'm going inside the Assembly to ask them.
As I say to people, I think it's the first line of L.P. Hartley's The Go-Between, isn't it? The past is a foreign country. It seems a long, long while ago. Nick Bourne, leader of the opposition in the National Assembly. You know, we now have an Assembly up and running, and that is the status quo. It is accepted in Wales. People want it to work. Lots of people have changed their mind, including in my party, are quite right. Not everybody in Wales has changed their mind. There are people who don't want extra powers on all sides of the argument, I think, in the Labour Party and the Liberal Democrats as well.
14 years ago, the argument was the slippery slope idea. The strength of the union would be undermined. Now it seems that's not really an issue for yourself and your party. What in that 14 years has changed?
Well, I think I was wrong on that. If you look at the number of people who want independence, it stayed remarkably static for 30 years. If anything, it's gone down slightly with devolution. It's costly. It's costly having an assembly, let's be honest. But then democracy is costly because it's costly having a parliament. So I don't think I was wrong on the cost. But we have to make sure that the money is spent sensibly, spent usefully, that it provides good government. But I think I was wrong on the separation argument. I've said that before. I think we got that horribly wrong.
I'm now making the short walk down the corridor here in the Assembly to talk to one Conservative that benefited from the failure of the No campaign, Assembly Member for Cardiff North, Jonathan Morgan. I suppose it was a good thing that the Conservatives were unsuccessful in the No campaign for yourself. I mean, it kick-started your political career.
Yeah, 24 was a young age and the timing was perfect. But of course, had the people of Wales voted no, then of course history would have been completely different. I remember coming here on my first day and sitting in my office and thinking, this is sheer madness. I'm 24 years of age. I shouldn't be sat here. It did take a long time to sink in.
Well, it's not very often you hear a politician admitting they are wrong, and we've just heard two Conservatives admit that it was a mistake to back the No campaign. I'm going to speak to Professor Richard Wynne-Jones. He's written several articles on the issue of devolution in Wales, to ask him why the Conservatives have changed their minds.
The genius of a Conservative Party, and I use that word advisedly, is their adaptability. They oppose changes, and then once those changes are brought about, they adapt remarkably quickly, and in fact usually prosper on the basis of those changes. And it's not a surprise that they adapt in the end relatively easily to devolution.
By backing the Yes campaign, will that help the Conservatives in May, and will it help them in future elections to gain more votes in Wales?
I doubt it very much at the moment. I think, you know, the problem that the Conservatives have is that they're divided. There's a rump of the party in Wales, perhaps a third of the membership, who are die-hard opponents of devolution. And so that's a problem for them.
So not everybody in the party have changed their mind. I'm heading to Islwyn in the South Wales Valleys to talk with one Tory party member who is still very much against Welsh devolution.
They're right.
My name is Paul Matthews and I'm treasurer of the Sloan Conservative Association. Nick Bourne just has an eye on power. It's just crazy. I think he would have sold down all his principles down the river to achieve it. When the Welsh office was in existence in 1997, there were 1,600 employees. Now there are 6,100 employees and no better services for the people of Wales. Plaid Cymru have already stated that they'd like Wales to be independent within 20 years. So they obviously have this goal to achieve that.
The kind of arguments we heard there from Mr. Matthews were just what Nick Bourne was warning Welsh voters of 13 years ago. I wondered what he'd make of them now.
At the end of the road, you have reached your destination.
I now believe quite strongly that this helps underpin the union of the United Kingdom, which I strongly believe in. In the hypothetical, very hypothetical case that it were otherwise, then you'd have to look at that evidence, just as you would in England if people wanted to quit the union.
So the Conservatives here at the Senedd no longer see Welsh devolution as a slippery slope to independence. But if the time comes when the Assembly wants powers to raise taxes and implement more laws without Westminster, we could yet see the Welsh Conservatives return to that slippery slope argument.